a little bit of background about yourself. Who is Faith Kim?
So I'm 16. I'm Korean. And yeah, I'm just a student and I like to draw, which is why I entered the contest.
Tell me a little bit more about the contest. Let's get into the background. Again, you're a Charter School of Wilmington student. You won a college scholarship for your creative, insightful book advocating tolerance and diversity. Delve into the background about that.
Yeah, so basically how I first found out about the contest was through like a local librarian from Kirkland Library. And like she just got into contact and she like sends out these emails about all these like events. So I like decided to join because it looked interesting. And so the background behind the actual story was basically inspired by like obviously a lot of my own personal experiences. I've moved around a lot as a kid. And I also, of course, struggled to fit in. And in my elementary school, I was also, like, the only Asian. And so there was that, too. And then I just knew that, like, for my story, I want to have something to do with colors because I like using colors as a metaphor for things when I draw. So.
Okay, yeah. And it is called True Colors, right?
Yeah.
Did you have problems fitting in, Faith, because of your Asian background? Were you bullied?
I wasn't bullied, per se, and I don't know whether I was, like, specifically, like, I don't know, like, felt left out because I was Asian, but, like, I did have, like, trouble, like, making new friends and all of that.
In your 16-year-old mind, Faith, is it imperative that we teach the importance of having an open mind to other youth in today's society?
Definitely. And since I've experienced a lot of that kind of stuff firsthand, I definitely think it's important to teach the importance of like diversity and inclusion, especially since like it's a topic that hits so close to home.
All right. So by placing first in the competition, how much money did you receive as the scholarship?
So I received a $5,000 scholarship for college, and $1,000 went to my supervising teacher, Mr. Derone, and then there was like another $500 for the school.
And your book was professionally published, so where can we get a copy of that?
It's not for sale or anything, but I think if you just contact the Diverse Minds leadership people, they can send copies out.
All right. Anything else you want people to know about your submission that won True Colors?
I just hope that other people can relate to the story or that they just enjoy it in general.